Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Brad Nortman with Strophy running the show. Listen to us on the ESPN Wisconsin app or watch us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee or at ESPN Milwaukee. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. And we're going to do something unprecedented, I feel like.
What is that?
A top of the 414 hour at 4, becoming relevant.
Hey, oh, wow. Mr. Irrelevant, it's time to become relevant. Strophe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
I want a refund.
I say that a lot.
That's what Elgton Jenkins, Packers center, said over the weekend at an Atlanta area gentlemen's club.
King of Diamonds.
As TMZ reported late Saturday night, Elgton Jenkins had a situation is probably the right word. Not an altercation.
Situation
in which the police were called to help kind of de-escalate the situation. It is told like this by TMZ. Elgton Jenkins and company and his crew that he was with in Atlanta entered an Atlanta-based gentleman's club, arrived to the club, said, "Yeah, this isn't the vibe we were expecting." Went back to the front of the club and said, "We want our money back." First off, I've never in my life heard of anybody going to a gentleman's club asking for a refund.
That's because you don't know people that can afford things that he can afford.
Yeah, but if you can afford things that he can afford, why are you asking for a refund when you're paying for entertainment?
Because the entertainment wasn't there. He was expecting...
Well, it's not like it was closed.
I know, but he probably put down 15, 20 Gs.
Wow.
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Sure.
Let me tell... I'm looking at bottle service in Vegas. I've never seen bottles so expensive.
That's
crazy.
There's
not a bottle lower than $600, Brad.
And is it like... standard?
That's a
standard bottle.
What?
And he has money. And he has a
and
big
so he probably reserved a big area for lots of people.
And King of Diamonds is massive.
Wow.
What do you know about King of Diamonds?
Yeah, why do you know
the
that?
The rappers talk about King of Diamonds.
Oh, do that.
It's the top gentleman's club, as I was told I had to say. Gentleman's club down in Atlanta. I don't usually call them gentlemen's
as
club.
I was told I had to say. Well, that's what you've been told to say. So, Kyle, Brad, you are both known very well on this program for being cheapskates.
Yeah, that's true. I am debt. I am cheap am I.
What is the strangest thing, like Elgton Jenkins asked for a refund at a gentleman's club, Kyle, that you ever asked for a refund on?
Treadmill?
Well, the treadmill, that is one. I do a meat subscription, like delivery, like forget like the meats and whatnot. And if there is the smallest, and I mean the smallest blemish in the meat, they refund you no problem. And you get to keep it.
So you're taking advantage of your subscription?
If the filming on it, if the plastic is even just a little bit open. Oh, it's open. Send a picture.
So Brad's taking a magnifying glass out every time he gets that subscription.
You don't know what got in there.
That's true. I do food. I just got a refund from a little casual, fast casual place. The burger had mayo on it. I didn't say I wanted mayo on it.
Boy.
I bit into it.
Good job.
I called them.
You're joking.
Excuse me. If I said I wanted ketchup, mustard, pickles, grilled onions, and lettuce,
how
and all
do
of a sudden
go
I had
about
mayo?
Getting a refund from a fast casual.
Do. Hello, I just ordered food from you and my burger got mayo on it. You can clearly see on the receipt it's not supposed to be mayo on it. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, we'll give you a refund or a free burger. Thank you.
So you got a refund?
I gave me a free burger.
I just can't imagine going out of my way to do that.
Clothes? I get refund on clothing items.
I imagine Ben and I are wired similarly where like if I buy a sweatshirt or something and it's too big, No, I'll wear it at the house. I'm not going to.
Yes.
No,
not that's going ridiculous.
Yes, you just figure out. Oh,
that's a waste.
That'll be like a campfire sweatshirt.
I know. No, it's got to be perfect. It's got to be perfect.
My fiance will wear it.
Legitimately, I don't know if I've ever asked for a refund on anything.
Oh,
other than maybe a subscription I had canceled, but they were still billing me. Like, if I was wronged in the process, then I will fight it. But if I'm not wronged in the process and I am the one doing the wronging in terms of buying something that's not the right side, etc., I'd ask for a refund.
But you're able to return it.
Yeah, you are.
Like, you should be fully satisfied with your purchase.
Is Elton Jenkins a gentleman's club Karen?
No. Mm-mm. No, he did what he was supposed to. You go there, you have certain expectations. If they don't meet your expectations, you always say, no, you know what, This is false advertising. Give my money back. Listen, we ain't going to play this game. I can go. I'm out of here. I done did it. Matter of fact,
Kyle was built for this scenario right now.
I was, because I was raised by Mama Walls. Let me tell you this. Maybe or maybe not recently we was out of town. And maybe or maybe not Mama Wallace booked the room. And maybe or maybe not the pictures didn't match the room. And after, you know, it was non-refundable. And maybe or maybe not she called and said, I can't stay here. Y'all need to refund me.
And did she get the refund?
She sure did. She said, yeah.
It's in the blood of the Wallace family.
There is just like being handy is in the blood, so is getting refunds for being cheap.
Yeah, wait a minute now. I know you ain't calling Mama Wallace cheap now. She is an illustrious, classy woman who knows what she wants. Okay,
who's also cheap?
All right, don't get
okay.
Don't
that,
get
that, was, that was too far. Wow, I said mine was a joke, and then he came from the rope and then just jumped.
It ain't Mother's Day anymore, boys.
Oh, now he triples.
So
down.
We just drag him through the mud.
Are you gonna drag my mom through the mud while you eating that rubbery nasty chicken yesterday? That's what you gonna do?
And now he's lashing out.
Yeah, bland lashing lasagna.
Now
yesterday.
He's talking about my mom.
Lash out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just saying. We're gonna talk about Mama Wallace.
My mama's better than your mama.
My mama better everybody mama around this mud. I know that to be true.
Well, you wouldn't know truth if it hit you in the face.
Ho, that didn't make sense.
How do we feel about a 33-year-old bachelor party gentleman's club?
I'm doing that next week.
It's okay. Not.
Well, there you go.
All right, Kyle's all for it.
Treasures.
Did you talk to baby girl about it?
I did.
How'd that go?
Because she knows how I feel about him. I told her.
How do you feel about him? Because you seemed really excited just a second ago.
Can we just point out Kyle has then name dropped two separate gentlemen clubs in different time
big
zones?
Big gentlemen clubs guy. And
they're both in different time zones.
Huge gentlemen's club guy.
Well,
Kyle Wallace.
The man getting married, he's not going for the gentlemen's club. He's going for the steak. They got good food. And so you get steak and thighs.
Wait, you're going to the gentlemen's club for the steak?
Steak and thighs.
But there's a lot of good steak places.
Well, that's the groom wants it, the groom gets it. So yeah, I didn't know.
So you're
that
using the groom to say that you're.
That's just sad.
Excited.
Just the groom should just say he wants to go, just to go.
I've never had food while people were dancing in front of me.
Oh, the groom had to tell his.
Yeah,
fiance,
we're going to a steakhouse.
We're going to a steakhouse.
I felt uneasy eating inside of a gentleman's club, but it's well known. It's the number one.
So
I guess,
hold
in Vegas,
on, Kyle. You are big on making sure your food is fresh. And clean and without any
this
kind of
is
issue.
Wild.
That's what I said. But they
so
said this
are
is what
you
they're
going
known
to
for.
Eat at this establishment?
I just hope there's no
it's
glitter in my
your...
food. If it starts smelling a little bit too fruity, I'm gonna say I can send it back. I don't even want it. Refund me.
Another refund.
Wow. Rub me that refund. There's clearly glitter from Princess
hold
in
on.
My meat.
So, I think gentlemen's clubs are overrated. They just are.
But hold on. You asked the question.
Yeah, are you going?
How do we feel about a gentleman's club at a 33-year-old bachelor party? You are 33 years old.
yes, I am. I have zero plans to go to a gentleman's club.
You have zero plans.
I have zero plans. And I told my fiance that. See, that's the thing. I don't know. If they do it, I'll go.
Wait a minute.
Didn't you give your groomsmen any direction?
No, we already have like a plan laid out.
So,
but also, I think it'd be really weird if we went to a gentleman's club with her two brothers and her brother-in-law.
Dog, to be honest, my dad went to a bachelor party. What kind of a bachelor party for my cousin who no longer is married? And I never forget, he came. He came
home.
He came home. This was like 20 years ago. He came home and he said, yeah, it was good, but I don't know if he's ready to get married the way he was enjoying them dancers. I would never forget that. That was literally, that's like 2005, 2006. I'd never forget that. He was they got divorced.
The only reason why I would want to go is because it is really fun to watch. Everyone has one guy in the group that falls in love. And Strofe would be that guy who falls in love of us four at a gentleman's
I'm
club.
T-Pay, I'm in love with
Dancer.
Let, I mean, vote, guys.
I could, yeah, Strofe would definitely fall.
Between the four of us.
He'd be a sucker.
Because he always talks about how we need more love.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good point. We do need more love.
Hey, how much love do you need, honey?
All it takes is a little touch on his cheek and Strofe would be got.
Oh. What'd you say your name was? Candy? I love candy.
And then you get the bill at the end. Wait a minute. All that talking wasn't free?
Never is. Nothing in life is free.
That's another thing. You ever been with somebody who thought that, you know, they didn't realize what one song was? Like, one song. If one song is 90 seconds and then another song come on, that's two songs. So you could be there in front by 5 minutes and three, four songs come on. That's per song. Oh, man. I've been with people arguing
$100.
At the door. Boy, I've been with people arguing at the door saying, the hell, I didn't have no four songs. Yeah, not me, though. I stay
yeah,
away.
Definitely not you. Doesn't
too
sound
cheap
like
for
a
that.
Personal experience at all.
I'm too cheap for it.
No dances for you?
Treasures.
I actually buy that.
I got it one time on my 21st birthday, and my friends paid for it.
Of course they
did. And how was that?
That's a tough question to ask him.
I don't know.
How did you like it when the dancer was dancing on you? I hated it.
I felt loved.
And we need more love.
I was. She got me. I thought she wanted me for about 2 minutes.
Oh, so you were the one that fell in love.
I was 21. I was stupid.
Ben?
Well, I was 21. That was years ago. I now
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you're still close
Who's
to that age.
Who's the one that's yelling about how much he's looking forward to Vegas? Kyle?
I'm not looking forward to that part of it. Just the food.
Just the food?
You yelled the name of the place.
They got great food. I'm telling you. Look it up.
What's it called?
It's called Treasures Las Vegas. The steak.
I'm sure Treasures Las Vegas is out there with a billboard saying, hey, come for the steak.
The Michelin grade.
Go
baby.
Go to the website.
5-star.
Careful with Googling that, Kyle.
No. Go to it, not at work, because I did it at work one time and I didn't realize what it was. That's how I found out what it was. I said, dog, you can't have me go to this. Yeah, I'm telling you this right now.
Oh, you thought it was a steakhouse?
Yeah, I
think we might be giving Kyle motivation for his trip. He's going to pull an Elton Jenkins. He's going to go there. He's going to be like,
look at this.
Give me my money.
This. That's a porterhouse right there.
Right? Is that?
I mean, that does look like a restaurant. The website looks like a restaurant.
Now, I will say, you can go multiple places.
That's the steakhouse. That's not the home.
Steakhouse is part of it.
There's people spinning on a pole at the home, Kyle.
Yeah.
It was the fourth tab down.
Yeah.
Fishing for that one, huh?
I didn't know.
Why is there glitter on that steak?
He's actually looking.
It looks delicious, does it not?
It looks like a good steak, Kyle.
Enjoy your steak
at the Gentleman's Club.
That's the only thing I'm enjoying at the Gentleman's Club.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna need
to put Kyle through that T2 with graphene at Tsunami after he gets back from Vegas.
That's right. Tsunami Express Car Wash is your go-to place to make sure that your ride is clean from the inside out. State-of-the-art wash technology gives you that long-lasting reflective shine and protection. Not only that, but it is inside out. Free vacuums, matte washers, do-it-yourself cleaning, surprise, tire, air, so many things that Tsunami Express offers to make sure that you have the most beautiful car driving down the street. And guess what? If you are a monthly member like me, I'm a ceramic member, you can go as many times as you want. Day after day after day, you can get unlimited washes from Tsunami Express. So you can make sure that your car is always looking top of the line. With locations all around Greater Milwaukee, there is a Tsunami Express conveniently located near you, and they're continuing to expand. So if you don't have one now, in the near future, you will. You get the first wash free when you sign up online at TsunamiExpress.com. Spring is all about cleaning, so might as well start with your car to make sure that it is clean, treated well, protected, and beautiful as you enter in the spring weather. Tsunami Express Car Wash. Wash, chill, repeat.
On the Carbliss Talking Text line, Colin chimes in. Kyle knows a lot about Gentlemen's Clubs.
I listen to the rappers.
Mm-hmm. That's what they all say.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Student Athlete Support Fund is something I was looking at. I'm ultimately likely going to give to the College of Letters, College of I was in life.
Long week.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
For those who missed it earlier today, Shyam Charania of ESPN reported that Giannis Antetokounmpo is allegedly open-minded to the opportunity to maybe be elsewhere. Now, that could mean a lot of different things because he said league sources and then he referenced the Thanalysis show. And we played the clip on Thanalysis show many, many, many times where his personal goal is to make sure that he wins a second championship. And ultimately, when we came up with a pros and cons list of why Giannis should stay in Milwaukee or why it'd be more likely he'd leave, the pros are a lot of loyalty, a lot of legacy, but nothing to do with what the makeup of the team will be. The cons, obviously, are just a little bit deeper. You got Doc Rivers, you got Damian Lillard, you got all these different things. But Brian Windhorst broke down how things could shake out a little bit differently if the lottery shakes out differently tonight.
Two things you have to know about the Bucks when you consider a trade. Number one, the Bucks do not control their first-round pick for 5 years. That means if the Bucks are going to trade him, thinking that they're going to tank for the next 3 years and rebuild is not going to happen. They need quality players. And the other thing that you need to know is if you're going to trade Giannis to a team that's going to be a super team, getting that team's draft assets is not exciting because they're not going to be very high picks for the next few years. So you're going to look at teams that have players to trade and other teams' draft assets that they can trade besides theirs. San Antonio and Houston. Pay attention there.
San Antonio and Houston. San Antonio with a 6% chance to win the lottery. Houston with a 3-point-something percent chance to win the lottery. The highest is a 14.7% chance. This is the only possible way that if something were to happen wild and the NBA rigs the lottery, that we lose Giannis.
That's it. The NBA has to rig the lottery for them to have a top three pick for us to trade Giannis.
Are you guys saying that there are conspiracy theories if this actually happens then?
I mean, going back to the past, I mean, LeBron to Cleveland. Come on.
I will say, you know, the 1 year the Bucks got the first overall pick, it was Andrew Bogut.
Yeah.
It was like, man, was I mean, of all the CP3. Years, of all the years of having the
but
first
overall. But that's when centers were actually still
Yeah, and he was okay.
Big centers.
Yeah.
Big body.
Big Australians.
Yeah, Andrew Bogut wasn't that bald. That was bad.
That was horrible.
That was horrendous. What was that?
I'm trying to eat meat. I don't even know.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Andrew Bogut. Mike, he wasn't that bad, mate.
Go play a little ball.
Oh, Brad, you're good.
You are very good, Brad.
You're very good.
Look at you.
That's all I got.
Look at you. Yeah.
I'm no Borat.
But. Yeah, but I do think it becomes more interesting and gives you more storylines. If the San Antonio Spurs, who have multiple picks, you know, different teams' picks in their pick, and also if the Houston Rockets, that I believe they have somebody else's pick as well,
yes.
Like Phoenix, if they end up somehow getting into the top three, the conversation does become more interesting. And especially if you're the Bucks organization, Bucks brass, that's when you have to have a conversation about, can we build this team around Giannis? And if we cannot build this team around Giannis, do you go ahead and move on from Giannis and get a boatload of assets? I mean, you're talking about assets that go on for years. The Bucks will still be getting draft picks literally until like 2032 for Giannis Antetokounmpo. On top of that, do these teams have some players? Houston and San Antonio do have young, budding talent. So if you're talking about, is there an opportunity
young,
to happen?
I want that young, budding talent with Giannis.
I know. No, I wish there was a way to get both.
You can't.
I mean, seriously, why can't we have young, budding talent and our superstar?
Because you got Jrue Holiday. Because you got Damian Lillard. You already had your moment in the sun. And we just didn't capitalize the second time around. But we did the first time.
Even if you didn't trade for those guys, you're picking in the upper 20s, and the odds of hitting on a superstar to pair with Giannis and building with him are still much slimmer.
Yeah, they're much slimmer. It's just unfortunate they haven't hit on anything.
So what if one of those two teams do get the first overall pick, and they have other additional picks that'll be in the lottery, and they're willing to give up a couple of their young studs.
See, I don't even want Cooper Flagg.
You know what? But it's not just Cooper Flagg. It's Cooper Flagg plus.
I get it.
Is that well,
Cooper?
I mean,
could
the
be.
Only way you do it is if Giannis.
Cooper is a young prodigy. He's been playing with Team USA. Like he practiced with the
last.
I get it.
He was cooking
when he's
USA.
Up for free agency. Does he want to stay in Milwaukee?
I mean,
like our loyal Giannis.
The Supermax helps keep him around.
He'll be around for what, 8 seasons, something like that. I mean,
but you talk about brand and marketability. Your brand and marketability is different if you're a local star versus someone who came overseas, and Giannis wasn't a star right away.
No, he was not.
Giannis
was perfect,
picked in the
teens. The perfect Milwaukee story.
It
really is.
I don't want it to end. I don't want it to end.
No, nobody wants it to end whatsoever.
I don't need Cooper Flagg coming here for 4 years then leaving. I don't need Stephon Castle and then like who knows what those draft picks even turn into.
No, I mean John Horst drafting, you don't trust him. But overall, I think
he got an extension.
Your best bet as an organization is to ride it till the wheels fall off because Giannis is bigger than basketball. That's what honestly, you think about the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis gives you something called hope. Whether or not this team is going to win a championship or not, he can put butts in the seats. And we all know what the Bradley Center used to be. We know the Bradley Center, you can echo. You can hear yourself yell inside the Bradley Center because there weren't a lot of people there.
Were you season ticket holder then?
No, but season tickets were significantly less.
That was a rough experience, the Bradley Center. I mean, it was so overdue. The Pfizer Forum, that's the thing. Like, Giannis helped build that. Pfizer Forum, Deer District, that is not here without Giannis.
You can't, and
Giannis
the Bucks
built it. He didn't help build it. He built it.
He did.
And I'll say this. If the Bucks do move on from Giannis, they better get the greatest deal in NBA history where they're getting a lot of young players and they're getting a lot of draft picks of other teams and not just that team and a lot of control because the Bucks are going to, it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot to rebuild this organization up. So I know one thing. You cannot mess that up. If you do decide to move on,
rebuilds are so easy to mess up because it's so hard to, without knowing if you're going to get a number one pick or a top three pick of a superstar that can transform
your team.
You got
two teams, so the Houston Rockets and the San Antonio Spurs, who both have young talent. Like, you actually there's actually an opportunity, a golden opportunity for the Milwaukee Bucks if they do move on from Giannis. And one of those teams, whether it's the Houston Rockets that have
You're starting to sound like you want this to happen.
No, I don't want it to happen. But I'm just saying the Houston Rockets were the two seed.
That means
the Houston Rockets have talent. They have young talent. San Antonio, Victor Wembanyama got hurt. They weren't going to be a high. If they were going to make the playoffs, they'd probably be competing for the play-in. But they still have good young talent. Back-to-back rookie of the year. You're not going to get Wembanyama, but maybe you get Stephon Castle, right? Maybe you get some other players. So I'm just saying, it's not a lot of times where you can trade your superstar for a young up-and-coming superstar. I always say Gilgeous-Alexander, he got traded for Paul George. And look how that worked out for OKC. It took some time, but look at him now.
My only concern with it is, like, I want to hold on to Giannis as long as possible. My fear is the seeds of him leaving are already being planted, and in 2 years he's going to leave anyway. Because, if they haven't significantly made strides to become a contender,
well, that's the thing.
Why wouldn't you just do that?
That's the thing. It's if they're not a contender and he's here for 2 years, then he leaves with nothing.
Then, yeah, the Bucks get nothing.
He leaves and the Bucks get nothing.
Do you trust the Bucks organization to have 2 years to prove it to Giannis? You get 2 seasons to prove it to Giannis that you have something. So either you get something for Giannis now or you prove it to him.
It's based off what the facts are, and the facts are they don't have a lot of things they can do.
They have a really hard hand being dealt. I mean, you have, like, nothing in your hand.
Well, this is 2-7 offsuit versus pocket rockets in poker right now.
Can we tell you, hey, Giannis, this mess is kind of your fault. Not a bad thing.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of like we did some things to try to build around you, and we got rid of a lot of our assets, and we just want to have you trust us to stick it out. Let's try to reset. We're going to try to compete behind you. We're going to get guys around you, but we're going to try to go young. We're going to try to go young with you in mind.
Can you go that young and still also be great in Giannis's prime? Because he probably has, what, 5 elite years left? How can you go
young? Does he
want
to sit around while you're saying, if your pitch to him is wait for 2 years?
Yeah, basically take the next 2 years off and then the final 3 years.
Which he won't. He'll go out there with a bunch of bums again.
Yeah, you just got to look to free agency in 2026. And the problem is the Bucks, I don't know the last time the Bucks actually signed a legit free agent. Bobby Simmons.
Well, and who's going to sign here?
We traded for him.
Who's going to sign with the Bucks to play with Giannis, and Giannis might just leave in a year anyway? In 2026, free agency.
Luka will be a free agent.
Luka? I saw that one.
That'd be fun.
So, I mean, maybe Luka. Trey Young probably wouldn't work out. But you got to look at who are some of the young guys who will be free agents in a couple years. And will they be able to come play with Giannis? You got to be able to convince them to come play with Giannis.
See, that's the thing is Giannis isn't one of those guys that is like a recruiter.
Well, you better,
right?
You better start recruiting if you want to win something.
Well, if he wants to stay here.
Isn't it under the Bucks? It's up to the Bucks to build the team.
Well, I mean, once the free agency comes, you got to build around
him. Obviously, there's
them.
Tampering and whatnot, but like, he's not friend. Like, it's very well documented. He's not like the go out of the way. He's friendly with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone likes Giannis, but he's not best friends with everyone in the league, and that's kind of what drives him and his success, and that's.
And I respect that.
The problem is, in 2 years from now, when you have some cap space, there's not a lot of freedom. There's not a lot of good free agents out there for you to get.
Ugh, so it's getting more bleak.
I mean, Bradley Beal over the hill by that time. Trae Young, maybe. Luka, you go after him. Zach LaVine over the hill.
Luka
Kyrie over the hill.
Too damn big here eating all them cheese curds.
That's okay. He can ball. He'll be big and balling. Giannis play defense.
Big just and balling.
Yeah. Listen, that would be
we don't need another Cadillac. Or Escalade or whatever his name is.
He a mini Escalade. He a mini Escalade. I take Luka. Don't talk about Luka like that.
Dude, have you seen the videos of when he discovered American food versus when he first got in the league?
What was he doing?
He was dunking. He was athletic.
Have y'all seen 90 Day Fiancé? They all get fat. All the people that
what
come to America
get
fat.
What does that have to do
with Luka? You come to America, you realize that food is plentiful here.
Brian and Lake Mills, I am going to hear this one out because I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't really know if it works either or not, but it's kind of fun to play around with it. So most likely Giannis gets a contract extension if he gets traded, but let's say he doesn't. He wants to play it out. Bucks are still going to get some decent trade value in return. And then when Giannis is a free agent, the Bucks can sign him then, and they have all those young guys. I know it probably wouldn't happen, but if we're throwing out all these hypotheticals, throw that one on the dartboard too.
Wait, how do they get the draft picks?
He said to have it play out, but I think he probably meant to say trade them and then bring them back. Is that what I'm interpreting here, Stroh?
Now that would be chess level type stuff.
LeBron James type stuff. Crazy. Where he would leave now, you'd get something for him, you've had some picks.
That'd be great.
You develop the up and comers, and then when Giannis is eventually a free agent, you sign him in free agency.
That's
big brain stuff there, LeBron.
That was heady stuff
on,
right there.
But the issue is, I don't like because I don't want
to
trade him.
I don't want him to go anywhere.
If he promises he was coming back,
if he says under the table,
pinky promise,
wink,
hey,
wink.
John, get some stuff now. I'll go play 2 years elsewhere, and then I'll come back. You're going to have Cooper Flagg.
Oh,
me and
my
Cooper
gosh.
Flagg in 2 years. Just an idea.
Yeah, that would be great. Giannis, come home. Like Devontae, we were clamoring for Devontae to come home. Come home, Yanni.
Take that money to the bank, Yanni.
I can tell you what bank you should be taking it to. That is to Bank 5-9. Bank 5-9. You know what 5-9 stands for? 1859. That's when the bank was founded. When you do something for that long, you know you're doing it right. And Bank 5-9 is. Their mission statement, make lives better. And they're making lives better all across southeastern Wisconsin. Starts with their employees. They always rank high when it comes to employee and best places to work. Not only that, their customers get the highest level of financial treatment. Whatever it is that's touching your financial life, you know my friends at Bank 5-9 are going to give you everything you need with a smile on their face to get your financial picture exactly where it needs to be. They are all over southeastern Wisconsin, 14 branch locations, and the charitable giving and volunteerism is second to none. Bank 5-9, charitable giving all across the state, and 9,000 hours of volunteering is just another way that they prove that they are making lives better. I want you to see how they can make your life better because they are a true local community bank that believes in Wisconsin, they believe in you, and they are looking to make your life better in any way that they can. So check out Bank 5-9 today at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Stroh running
there?
The show.
What happened there?
I forgot that Brad was telling us how great Bank 5-9 was.
And you just kind of zoned out or what?
But Kyle had a Mother's Day extravaganza that is one worth retelling. It's weird. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
DKB, they get all my love,
all my energy and all my time. I'll be danged if GKB and Craig not going to allow me to take my half an hour boo-boo. If I need to do they need to allow
that's
me to
your
do
whole
that.
Lunch
I don't
break.
I don't even take a lunch break. I work during lunch.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Discover an unreal treasure this May at Potawatomi. Don't miss your chance to win a share of $300,000 in cash and prizes. Just play with your rewards card for entries. Prize drawings on Thursday. Unreal treasures this May at Potawatomi Casino Hotel in Milwaukee. Must be 21 years and a rewards member to play. Also, check out their amazing sports book. Hang out. Watch all the great action we have going on in the sports world. Every night is a great game. Playoff hockey, playoff basketball, favorite baseball teams. They got it all. Check out Potawatomi Casino Hotel. I'm just going to toss it over to Kyle Wallace because I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, so as we know, what was yesterday?
Mother's Day.
Thanks, moms.
It was Mother's Day. You know, for Mother's Day, we all have to treat our wonderful mothers to something nice. And, of course, my wonderful mother, we took her to, you know, Potawatomi, and we took her to Canal Street for the Mother's Day brunch. It was delicious. But then after that, my brother had a great idea and said, hey, Kyle, it's Mother's Day. We still got some time. How about we take Mom and Dad to go see a movie? I said, okay, cool. You know what?
Little Wallace family time.
A Wallace family movie. My brother took care of the ticket. All I had to do was show up. And I showed up to the movie. And there's this movie in theaters. Have you guys heard of this? Something called Sinners.
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it.
It's Michael B. Jordan. He's a star in it. Ryan Coogler, the guy who directed Black Panther 1 and Black Panther 2, Fruitvale Station. Just it's supposed to be this great movie. So I said, oh, fantastic. I get to see it. Everybody told me to go see it. So I go to Sinners and I find out that the title meant more than just the title. There was quite a bit of sin going on. And typically, I'm an adult. I'm old. But there were some situations in the movie that maybe, you know, as a kid, I would have had to cover my eyes and cover my ears.
Not because it was scary.
Not because it was scary, because it was a little inappropriate. And I felt so awkward yesterday because I, as an adult, have not been in a situation where I was in a movie theater with my parents in a rated R movie that had adult content in it. And all I could do
was adult content.
And so I'm sitting there when they have these situations and in your windows, and I'm sitting there with myself. I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, if I cover my eyes, I don't know what my parents are doing. I just felt so awkward sitting in there that I just wanted to cover my eyes during the bad situations.
Well, especially
did you
when
look over at Mom?
I tried to glance over, but it was so dark in the theater. But
did you guys talk about the movie after?
Nope. We talked about the movie, not them parts. I just wanted to ignore it like it never happened. That was so awkward. And I'm just like, why didn't anybody tell me not to invite my parents to go see the movie Sinners? Too much sinning going on.
Well, and honestly, you're stuck in the theater because
I recall
a time when I was with my parents. I think I was maybe a freshman in high school, something like that, maybe eighth grade. And we rented Old School because we're like, oh, Will Ferrell? We love Elf. You gotta love that.
We all love Elf.
I love Elf.
Elf, you know, Elf. Good family. Will Ferrell,
Big family film guy. Good on SNL. This can't be a miss. Sure enough, the first scene, a guy walks in on his wife with some extracurriculars. There's a line that I've said on this program before that's gotten dumped that I can't say. And they're like, okay, we're turning that off. And they went the other direction. That was as close as I've ever gotten to watching something.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me your parents had you and your friends watching Old School? I remember it was like a mud bath fight.
The problem was, it wasn't like today's day and age. You can like Google, hey, is there any inappropriate?
It said rated R on the tape.
Yeah, we thought it was DVD. We thought it was for like language.
Oh, it wasn't language.
And we found out quickly.
Hang on. Let me find out. Usually they're
within the first 5 minutes.
Pretty early on.
It was turned off.
I tell you.
Like that.
I liked Old School, not for the comedy.
It was funny, though.
It was funny. It was very funny. So,
why'd
what did
you
your
like
pa- did the parents
why
tell
is
the kids?
The movie Old School rated R? Drinking, very strong frat house language, nudity, and sexual situations.
I will say there is a scene in Old School where they have to like tie a cinder block to themselves and throw it over.
Oh.
And that was a famous scene. We were aware of that scene. And you're going to see some male behind in that moment. So maybe they just thought, oh, that's all they'll see. So it's a comedy, after all. Why would there be anything more than that?
So did your parents call the other parents and let them know what their children's eyes had seen?
There wasn't any other kids. This is like a Norman family movie night.
Oh, I thought you said your friends were over.
No friends over. It's just my parents, me and my sister. And it was like, okay, we're turning that off. Thank you very much. We're going to watch some sports now.
That is CPS worthy. You can get Child Protective Service calling you for that one.
Well, that's why they quickly pivoted.
That was crazy.
Yuck. Crazy.
Yeah, but I feel awkward. I'm never doing it again. I'm probably never going to a movie with my parents again.
I was at Wedding Crashers with my parents.
Oh, my God.
Another shocking early scene.
Just plop, 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 like. Just yeah.
Plop. What a word choice.
Did your parents say anything at that point? I mean, you were young.
I was probably seventh grade.
Did they tell you cover your eyes, Benjamin?
Luckily, I was sitting next to my dad.
Did your parents ever tell you how to cover
luckily
your eyes?
You're sitting next to your dad.
Luckily, I don't know. It'd be different if you're next to your mom.
I guess. Like,
I looked at that, Ben. Yeah. I see you one day.
Hey, easy, Kyle.
He probably enjoyed it. Yeah. Who did?
My dad. I don't know.
Oh, that's so weird.
That is bizarre. End the segment. Someone take us out.
Brian Belaga. Any movies you've seen that have made you close your eyes before with
or
your parents?
Or that your dad enjoyed.
All right.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
When I'm, again, doing the Pac Arena, and as a shareholder, when I'm sizing up my ring,
Do the Pac Arena right now.
One pack of two, pack of three, pack of arena.
Hey!
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. With Will. Hey,
joining us on Kyle Brustin Nortman. For the home hour, with the Packer, I just want to call him. He should be, get him in the Hall of Fame. I don't want to say future. He's a future Packer Hall of Famer, but for now, we'll stick with him. Brian Belaga, welcome to Kyle Brustin Nortman.
How we doing?
Just got over hearing how Kyle's Mother's Day went, watching some adult scenes at a movie theater that he did not know he's going to be sitting next to his mother for.
Nice.
Make sure you...
Not nice, Brian. Not nice.
Make sure you don't have a Brad incident where old school gets rented and they got to turn it off because Brad's too young to see everything that's going on in old school.
Yeah, it was shocking.
What movie was it?
It was old school, Brian. It was old school. I was probably a freshman in high school. Family movie night. We love Elf. Will Ferrell's hilarious. And then first scene is, oh my gosh. Shocking.
Yeah.
I got turned off quickly, Brian.
Yeah, I bet. I can imagine that.
No horror stories from your growing up?
No. Nothing I could recall like that.
Just straight and narrow, Brian Belaga. I love it. Homer, you got one? Jump in then.
Yeah, so I'm living in California in 1973. Deep Throat came out.
Oh, wow. They didn't realize by that?
No, I knew what it was. We were in line, and they said it's $5. And I go, I paid $5. Went home.
Oh, you didn't go see it?
No, not for $5. Well, 1970, whatever. A movie back then was maybe.
So you were with your parents?
No. Oh, heavens no. I was with my friends that I was living with in California.
So what is that movie about?
Deep Throat?
Never mind.
Is that a Watergate thing?
Yes, totally. Yes,
yeah, Watergate.
Keep going.
No, yep.
You can $5 in 1974.
72 or 3.
Oh,
73,
gosh.
Yes.
$32 today.
$32?
Yeah. No, they're like, we waited in line for like 30 minutes, and then we get there, and the guy goes, $5. I go, I'm going home.
I have a suggestion for everybody. Do not Google the title of that movie at work.
I can't believe you hadn't
heard
it. Well,
yeah.
It's
a movie? I didn't know.
Legendary.
I need to go self-report.
They didn't know. It is historic, legendary. The lady became...
Okay, Brian Belaga joins us here before the Homer Hour.
You guys had never heard of that movie? Have you ever heard of that movie?
I've heard of it.
None of you?
You should have told me. Don't Google it at work. Now I got to go talk to Jody.
You should know.
Hold on.
It's a movie.
would they have any other thing?
Back to Brian Bulaga, but I want to apologize. I shouldn't have known. I thought everybody knew the history of the movie.
Anyway. The movie came out in 1970. We were twinkles in our parents' eyes.
Not even.
And not even.
There are other movies that came out very early. It's a Wonderful Life. You ever heard of that movie?
Great movie.
It's
a classic. I think they're two different classics.
They are definitely two different classics. Yes, and I still have never seen it.
Brian Bulaga.
Sorry, Brian.
That's okay.
Where to go?
Very educational.
Very educational. Elton Jenkins, we learned.
Oh, by the way, that cannot be used as a future something other on the show.
Yeah, we will not make that a yes. future anything, Homer.
Thank you.
Done. Elton Jenkins is not at did not show up for something. Steno mentioned that in his press conference today, and I'm struggling to get back on track here after the whole conversation we just had. So, anyone got a good question?
I got a good question.
There you go.
I got a good question. So,
what is happening?
Yeah, let's get this back on the tracks because Brian, this week the big story is NFL schedule release. So, you know, let's say you're a Green Bay Packer, you're a player. What were you looking for when the schedule got released as a player?
Great question, Brad.
Yes, good transfer.
Yeah, what I was looking for was obviously when the Thursday night game was, where it fell on the schedule. Was it late? Was it early? Was it middle? And then I was looking at the bye week. Were they close together? Did you get almost two bye weeks close together? Like if it was the Thursday game, then the bye week, were they close together? And kind of how those fell. And then I always look for what games were on the road, like what marquee pass rushers would I have to face on the road, right? And were they night games? Were they noon games? Were they 3:25 games? Were they in the cold? Were they indoors? So I kind of like to see where I would face these marquee pass rushers if it was later in the year, outside in the cold, or was it inside in the dome? Was it a noon kickoff where it was a little bit of a slower start, or was it prime time where they want everyone to see them try to get 5 sacks in a game? So like put myself in a situation where I was just kind of going throughout the season and who I may see.
Brian, quick follow-up. Who is the hardest pass rusher you ever had to play against?
That was Julius throughout his time. Like, I think when he was in Chicago. But I was a rookie, obviously. Got to go up against him a bunch, and then he was there my second year in Chicago, you know, when he was in Chicago and I was in Green Bay. So, I got to see him quite a bit, and just from a pure talent and freak standpoint, I mean, he was about as much as you could ask for from a defensive end. I mean, he was like 6'7" or whatever he was, 290 pounds.
Huge, amazing athlete.
And he could probably run. He was probably running a 4.5. Like, he was just quick as all get out, like really long arms and really quick twitch, strong. Like, the guy was just a freak. Like, super smart player, too. Just really hard to block. It's why he has a yellow jacket right now. Like, the dude's just unbelievable and was probably, to me, like, if you look at defensive ends from the 2000s and all that, probably in the top three or four. Like, easily top three or four defensive ends from the 2000s and into the, you know, 2010s and in this era right now, because like he's hard to beat. He really is. He's just an absolute freak show.
Brian, when I think about switching gears to Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks, not sure if you heard, but there's news out with Giannis, or he might be open-minded. When players hear these rumors where they had nothing to do with them, how do players handle this? Like, as a fan, should I be concerned that the rumor came out? Is there smoke where there's fire?
I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of time it's the agent creating some smoke. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the time agents do this to stir the pot a little bit.
Do they run it by the players?
Sometimes. I mean, I would assume I don't know. The basketball world is completely different. These guys could do whatever they want, right? Like, they run the show here. So, like, if Giannis wants to go, he's going. Like, there is no questions asked. If he wants out, he is getting out. It's just a matter of what the Bucks get for him. So, but if like Homer continues to say it, he's too good of a guy to just like say, I'm out of here. Like, he just is. So, like, he's going to, if he is trying to get out, I would imagine it's going to be the agent that's trying to slowly back channel this thing and and find different ways to, you know, ease his way out. But again, I don't know much about it, right? Like, it's just normally when these things start to pop up, they normally start to get legs, right? Like, especially in the NBA, like, these guys are moving teams like crazy. And it does not surprise me that Giannis now is starting to come up in some of these rumors. And I mean, I hope he doesn't go, but we'll see.
Well, Kyle, I can't believe you did that.
Wait a minute. I didn't do anything.
HR.
It was an accident. I was looking for a movie that the legendary Homer told me about.
What are you blaming him for?
I Googled the movie.
What's wrong with that? Oh. Of course you would Google it.
You're okay. Yeah. You're okay, Kyle.
I'm the one who could be in trouble.
Homer, there was a lot of X's that popped up.
There aren't enough in the world to be enough.
Gosh.
Homer, hour in 2 minutes.